Winnie the Pooh is back on the big screen in Disney's live-action movie Christopher Robin. Ewan McGregor plays Christopher all grown up and with grown-up worries, but Pooh's voice sounds the same as it has for 50 years. Tim Grieving went to the Hundred Acre Wood to find that voice and to find out why it's so endearing.
I must be going now. Goodbye, rabbit.
Winnie the Pooh ate his first honey on screen in 1966. He was played by character actor Sterling Holloway, who, well, pretty much spoke like that.
Oh, help and bother. I'm stuck.
Oh, dear.
Holloway only voiced Pooh three times, and when Disney brought the characters back in 1988 for the animated series The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the actor was in his 80s and retired. Enter Jim Cummings.
I was the kid that was in the back of the room, you know, doing dolphin noises. And Sister Mary Agnes was mighty nonplussed. It was like, we don't have dolphins here at St. Columba, Mr. Cummings.
Cummings grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. After high school, he moved to New Orleans, where he was a riverboat deckhand and a Mardi Gras float builder. Then he was managing a video rental store in Anaheim, California, when he got his demo tape into the hands of veteran animator Don Bluth, who passed it along to a producer at Disney.
So I came up and I auditioned for Dumbo Circus, and it was Lionel the Lion. And I was on Dumbo Circus. And that was my first job.
Animated TV was having a heyday at the time, and pretty soon Cummings was voicing characters in everything from Adventures of the Gummy Bears...
Oh no, of course not, Cubby. That's just the story.
...to Chippendale Rescue Rangers...
It's called static electricity, Dale.
...to small parts in feature films like Aladdin.
You idiots! We've all got swords!
Over the years, he's been in hundreds of TV shows, films, and video games. But it's Winnie the Pooh who's given him the most mileage.
I must be going now. Goodbye, Robert. Oh, help and bother.
Cummings says the directive was to hew as close as possible to Sterling Holloway's very particular voice for the iconic bear.
I love that Disney does that, by the way. And I think it provides a continuity. It's almost comforting.
So what's in the voice?
Basically, Pooh is up here and is right at the bottom of my falsetto. And but right at the top of my tenor.
Pooh is a bear of very little brain, but yet his logic is pure. And it's sort of that serene Zen approach to life. And I always said that Pooh is the eye of the hurricane because he's very, very calm. And Tigger is the hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Jim Cummings plays Tigger, too.
Not late am I. Didn't miss anything, did I? Halloween's what Tiggers like the best.
When director Mark Forster brought Pooh and his pals back for the live-action film Christopher Robin, he altered the design of these stuffed animals and changed some of the voices, but he didn't dare change Pooh's.
I felt that he's sort of the centerpiece, the heart, you know, ultimately Pooh for me because of the red spider and everything is sort of metaphor of the heart and I felt that he is the anchor of everything, that if we get him right, that I have a little bit of flexibility to use other voices for our characters.
Stress.
It's not stress.
God, I'm stressed.
It's Pooh.
So exhausted. Evelyn warned me.
I like to be warmed. Warmed and cozy.
People know these characters. They're as recognizable as, say, an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bill Farmer has been working beside Jim Cummings in the studio since the 80s. Around the time Cummings took over Winnie the Pooh, Farmer took over another classic Disney character from the original actor.
Gosh, howdy.
Farmer says, like Pooh, he had to get Goofy just right.
If the personality isn't in there and the voice isn't right, it's not Goofy to them. It's not Winnie the Pooh to them.
But, as Farmer says, it's not just doing a voice.
There is a difference between imitating a character and inhabiting a character and becoming that character.
But what is it about Winnie the Pooh's trademark voice that we find so timelessly endearing and adorable? I asked Jim Cummings, Pooh himself.
Well, he's a teddy bear. Literally a teddy bear. You want to hug him. You can't have a bad time when Pooh is around.
And he's as sweet as honey.
In a world that can often taste bitter, please, pass the honey. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.
Deep in the heart. Christopher Robin.